From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama concedes he should have chosen his words more carefully when he reacted critically to the arrest of a prominent black scholar by a white officer near Boston last week. Henry Louis Gates claims racism was a factor when Sergeant James Crowley arrested him at his home for disorderly conduct following a confrontation. Crowley claims he was doing his job. Well, President Obama today said he has spoken with Crowley and believes that he, like Gates, is a good man caught up in a deeply sensitive issue in the country.
My hope is that as a consequence of this event, this ends up being what's called a teachable moment, where all of us, instead of pumping up the volume, spend a little more time listening to each other.
President Obama noted that the public reaction to the case may have detracted from more pressing domestic matters, such as health care overhaul. The Secretary of Homeland Security says she is dedicated to the full resources of her department to investigate the shooting death of a Border Patrol agent east of San Diego. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Amy Isaacson has the story.
Border Patrol officials say Agent Robert Rosas was shot while tracking a group of suspected smugglers along the border east of San Diego. Officials say Rosas was hit multiple times, at least once in the head, and died at the scene. Both U.S. and Mexican authorities have launched an extensive search on both sides of the border for the gunman. It's not clear how many people were in the group, or if they're still in the U.S. or fled to Mexico. It's also not known if the group was smuggling drugs or people. Authorities say it's extremely rare for a Border Patrol agent to be gunned down on duty. They say the last time they remember a similar attack along the California border was in the 1960s, when a group of agents was kidnapped and one was shot in the head. Border Patrol officials plan to hold a press conference in San Diego later today to provide more details. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
A government watchdog says Federal Emergency Management Agency lagged in its response to reports of dangerous formaldehyde levels in trailers used to house hurricane victims in 2005, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General says FEMA officials did not take sufficiently prompt and effective action to determine the extent of the formaldehyde problem in emergency housing provided after hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The Inspector General's report says once the agency was aware of the potential exposure, it let nearly 2 years pass before testing occupied units. Nearly one-third of the more than 200,000 trailers were shown to have significant formaldehyde problems. The report says FEMA did not display a, quote, degree of urgency in reacting to a problem that could pose a significant health risk.
That's NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The UN Refugee Agency says security concerns are making it increasingly difficult for aid workers to gain access and provide assistance to the growing number of victims of Somalia's civil war. The UNHCR estimates more than 220,000 people have fled Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, since early May. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
Tens of thousands of civilians have fled to the Afgoi corridor, about 18 miles southwest of Mogadishu. They joined about 400,000 displaced people who fled from previous conflicts. UN refugee spokesman Ron Ridman says they are living in makeshift shelters and lack basic facilities.
There's a lack of adequate shelter, of sanitation facilities, and of clean drinking water. The situation has grown worse following recent torrential rains. The lack of sufficient latrines poses a major health risk.
Redman says the continued fighting and worsening security situation in Somalia is hampering the timely delivery of assistance, and this is exacerbating one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Evangelist Tony Alamo has been convicted by a federal jury in Arkansas of taking five underage girls across state lines for sex. Each count carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. U.S. health officials say swine flu could affect 20% to 40% of American people over the next 2 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's about twice the number of people typically affected during the normal flu season. On Wall Street, Dow's up 4 points at 9,074. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.